Raised by TV is supported by the hit Showtime comedy series Shameless.
Yes, a podcast about TV being supported by an actual TV show.
That is amazing.
The struggle is outrageously real for Frank, Fiona, and the rest of the Gallagher clan.
They're back and more dysfunctional than ever, living that South Side life on their terms with no exceptions.
The Huffington Post says that Shameless has changed the game, and the only place to see new episodes is on Showtime.
William H. Macy and Emmy Rossum star in an all-new season of Shameless.
Stream new episodes every Sunday, only on Showtime.
Ho, ho, ho! It's official, guys! The holidays are here! ModCloth's got you covered with cozy looks, festive delights, and a gift guide you'll want to check twice. Their website is so cute. There's so much good stuff on there. And if you're looking for the perfect fit, their signature label comes in a full-size range from extra, extra small to 4X.
Oh, perfect.
So just go to modcloth.com and enter promo code TV at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more.
Go to modcloth.com and enter promo code TV at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 more. Looks like I'm buying some women's clothes.
Holiday gifts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Arthur, Belky, Urkel, Nickelodeon. They gotta be raised by TV. Mom said don't be raised by TV. 'Cause we gotta be raised by TV.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh my God. I'm so excited right
here
now.
Here we are, first thing in the morning, getting together. This is the earliest I've woken up in my career.
My eyes are just opening. There's crust in them. I could barely.
That's your fault. You can splash some water in your face.
Okay, I washed my face actually, but.
Put crust in.
I have barely spoken is more what I should say. I've barely uttered any words, but I'm so excited to...
I'm so excited to be here today, too. Yes. We're going to be talking about... Well, let's...
Welcome to Raised by TV!
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And I'm John Gabris.
And we're so excited to do this show.
This show is a true self-indulgence here, and I'm excited about it.
Me too. We both just grew up watching so much TV, and we remember all of it, unfortunately, or at least, you know, we think we remember.
And we're finally going to harness this for good.
Yeah.
It's ruined our lives, but we're going to use it, the power, for good, for entertainment, for you listeners and ourselves.
Yes, yeah. I'm so excited to just delve into all these weird memories I have and to bring them to the light.
Our background is that we were raised on television.
Yeah, our parents abandoned us and we watched TV all the time and that's who we are.
So. Wait, is that true at your part? Because my mom was a nurse, so she worked like long hours, and my dad worked 3 to 11 in television, so I never saw him at all. And then on weekends, they would also work. So I had like TV and Nintendo were our babysitters.
See, I don't have that because my mom was a teacher, so she had the same hours as me. And my dad worked from home. His office was at home. So,
so they were just bad
parents.
They just
let me do whatever I want.
We just didn't connect.
We just had nothing to say.
You were like the youngest of 8 kids or something.
No, there were literally 2 of us, and we watched TV all the time. And we would eat like dinner in front of the TV. Like it was very normal in my family just to have the TV on all the time.
Oh, yeah. We were a TV family.
So we used to eat really shitty. I mean, I think my mom would feel really bad about it if she heard this. But like we did. Like we had any snack we wanted like in the cabinet. Like it was like everything you could ever want as a little kid. And I just drank Coke constantly.
We had whatever you wanted that was buy one, get one free.
Oh,
We only had like if Cheez-Its were on sale, we'd have like a shelf of Cheez-Its. And I remember Cheez-Its because I literally burned out on them because it must have been like 91 to 99 that they were on sale because they were
so
the only
funny.
Thing in our house.
I burned out on Dr. Pepper. I got really, really into it for a while because I was like sick of Coke. So I wanted to try a different pop. And then I like drank too much. I've never had it again. Like it was like this one window of time in my life where I just drank it all the time. And Mountain Dew.
We didn't have soda in our house. That was like the only healthy
really?
Option. We weren't a soda family. We were weirdly a water family. Everyone in my family
what?
Loves water.
That is weird though. If like, I don't know, I feel like in that era, it was anyone could do anything and there were no rules.
Right. But we just like, I think soda was something that my mom and dad got wind of that was bad. I mean, we ate sandwiches for dinner. Like we ate like white bread sandwiches for dinner. Like, so we weren't, they didn't fully understand health, but we had like, we were not well off, but we had a water jug in the house, like an office.
That is fancy.
I know. It was so fancy.
Wow.
Boiling hot. The big prank in the house was if you asked someone at dinner to fill up your water, you'd fill it up to the absolute tippy top. So like you couldn't like, and then pass it along that way. You're like, thanks, asshole. Now I'm going to spill water on my stovetop.
My mom drank Tab a ton when I was little.
The soda for ladies.
It was. And it was like cute. Yeah. It was like hot pink. Yeah. It was very cute. Okay, wait. Speaking of drinks though, I'm reminded of like all my lunches, which I would pack myself basically. And so I don't know what was my mom doing? I don't know where she was. I was always doing everything myself, but we would have Squeeze-Its.
Oh yeah, the pop the top off.
Twist the top.
Neon green drink.
Yes.
Oh fuck yeah.
So fucking good.
You can squeeze it, you can literally get it down in a split second.
Yeah.
You can have like a dozen of those and be like, you know, give yourself diabetes.
You know what it was like actually? It was like those, do you remember those little like crates of the blue drink or
quarter
like,
waters, we called
what?
Them. Yeah, we called them quarter waters growing up because they were like a quarter a pop for like
wow.
those little, they were like neon blue and like
yeah.
little barrels, right?
Yeah, barrels. Oh,
yeah. That shit was toxic poison.
With like a little peel off top.
I know.
It's so like, nasty.
My favorite fruit, blue.
I feel like we could do a whole episode on snacks, actually.
All right, yeah, let's put it up there. So we should explain this a little bit.
Yeah.
This is our first episode and we're going to come up with what the other episodes are going to be today,
yeah.
right? So I think snacks is a good one.
Snacks is good. There's a ton there. I don't even want to go further, actually.
Right, I want to go further with one last fact. Blue was such a huge flavor.
Blue was so cool.
So cool to that I almost got so sick because I took a sip of cool water cologne because I thought it was going to taste.
Oh, my God.
I was in like sixth grade and I got my first bottle of cologne. And it was cool water, which was huge amongst mm-hmm. my. And I just like unscrewed the top and took a little sip because I was like, it's going to taste amazing. And it did not.
No.
It tasted, as you would imagine, cologne tastes awful.
That's psychotic.
I literally have never worn cologne since like 10th grade. Because
is that
of
true?
That. Yeah. I only do deodorant. Yeah.
Oh, is that natural?
Yeah. I'm not a stinky guy. All right, this is where I find out I am. Actually,
you should wear cologne.
Why don't you try it?
Just try it. See what happens. Oh, my God.
So what was like, you talked about TV was big for your family.
Yeah.
What was like a family show that you guys all watched? Because we didn't have a lot of overlap in tastes.
We watched Seinfeld.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a little bit later. I'm trying to think of what we watched when I was like really little. We watched like game shows, like Wheel of Fortune, I feel like was on.
Back to back, like Trebek and Sajak,
yeah,
7 and 7:30.
My dad liked Jeopardy, and I found it so boring. Yeah. Of course, because I knew nothing.
We were like, I was like a genius when I was a child, so my parents would put on Jeopardy, and I would demonstrate how smart
I
was.
Did you do well when you were a kid watching Jeopardy?
Yes. I was truly as smart as I am now, but when I was like 10. So
it
everyone was like,
out.
Yeah, I plateaued then. And everyone was like, your kid is going to Harvard. They thought I was going to be like, and then as like everyone kept, I was like Benjamin Button, or everyone kept getting older and smarter. And I was just like, wow, he's still pretty smart. He's very smart for an eighth grader. He's pretty smart for a 10th grader. Holy shit, your son's failing out of college.
But I when I watched Jeopardy growing up, I was just like, this is like noise. Like I don't hear anything. Thing. I don't understand. Yeah. But I love it now.
Yeah. And did you like Wheel of Fortune? And were those back to back for you too?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember those going. I feel like game shows could be a whole episode
as
well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean we have to stop talking about it now.
And one that I actually have thought about recently was Supermarket Sweep.
Holy shit.
I would play that now. Like if someone like sent me on a fucking like, it was like a treasure map through a grocery store.
Yeah. Are you not famous enough that you could just be like, hey, my agents, can you get Supermarket Sweep and let me host it?
Can we reboot this?
Yeah, like everything else is being rebooted.
Oh my God,
I actually have some
so
connections
funny.
At Game Show Network. We just fuck this podcast. Let's make game shows.
Can we? Yeah, you and me. If it was you and me hosting it, I would definitely do it.
Supermarket Sweep.
If we just do like a bunch of 90s shows, bring them all back, I would love
Luck of the
that.
Draw.
Oh my God.
Wait, I loved Supermarket Sweep.
I loved it. And
I
also loved Shop Till You Drop, which
was
the mall one.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
It was a stage, and they'd have like these different little, like, it was like a relay race sort of thing.
Right.
Which I guess Supermarket Sweep was too. But it was like, you would have to like, go put all the clothes on the mannequin or like something like mallish because malls were so 90s.
You have to avoid an emo teen who's selling churros. In Supermarket Sweep, what were the rules of that game? Remind me. It was like get you're allowed five of each item tops, but like try to get as much. Because I always remembered being like, she's going for the turkeys. And that was like huge to grab a bunch of turkeys.
Okay, so I feel like that was like the final.
That was the final
There were like
round.
Stages.
Yeah.
I think it was like, the weight. There was something about like filling your cart and like reaching a certain, maybe it's reaching a price point or
something. Yes, I think you have to get to a certain amount of money, but you can only take a limited amount of each item.
Yeah.
Oh, I love nothing more than talking about something and not
barely remembering it. And then, like, well, what I remember about that show was like, you'd have to run and then you'd find like a clue and it'd be like, this gooey gloop makes your milk taste chocolatey.
And it's like Bosco Sierra. Yeah. I'm off brand. Oh, of course. I'm knockoff chocolate syrup. That just set up our entire dynamic in that moment.
Bosco.
That's the shit we had in our house.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Yes. So that's like, then you find which aisle that's in. Then you run there, then there's another clue, and you have to figure that out.
Here's a weird A to C. Do you remember the episode of Married with Children where they go on supermarket sweep?
Vaguely.
And they make like a custom cart with like knives on the front
of it? No, but that's hysterical.
I'm trying to remember, and I might be wrong. It might not even, I'm pretty sure it's Married with Children, but some show they went on supermarket sweep and made like a souped up fucking shopping cart.
Anytime a multicam left the stage and went to a different location was like a
dream. It was so huge. Yes. The one that comes to mind the most is the Full House going to see the Beach Boys.
Yes, but I just revisited Full House when they went to Disneyland and Michelle's Princess for a Day.
Oh.
And,
the lighting is different, which is always so, and I had no, now I know what that even means, lighting.
Right, but like, that's what makes it weird when you're a kid though. You're like, where are they?
Yeah,
what
this is disorienting. Yeah. And then you realize why like executives are like, no, it has to be so similar each episode.
Yeah.
And then they go like, let's go to Hawaii. And you're like, nose is bleeding in your kitchen.
Right.
And you're like, what's happening?
Vacation episodes. I mean, the Disney episode was so weird and bad. I mean, it's, I love Full House. Full House is like my favorite.
That's the one where Uncle Jesse gets a blowjob from Snow White.
No, it's from one of them fucking dwarves.
He thinks Sleepy. It's Snow White. Bill Cosby's favorite dwarf. Topical. I liked Full House. I liked all of TGIF. I watched.
Yes.
I love Family Matters. I even liked Step by Step. I really
Step by Step was great.
I wanted to be Cody because he was like he had a cool voice and could do kickboxing. Is that correct? Like why do
Cody was cool?
But didn't he get like domestic
abuse?
Cody
was like
abuse?
The idiot one.
Yeah, he was like, the one. Like, he was the one who wasn't a one of their children.
And he lived in their fucking driveway in like a van. Why is it that every show like that had like a weird guy like that who was like a total idiot? That was such a thing right then.
Yeah, it was like like DJ's boyfriend.
Steve. And then on Family Ties, they had Skippy.
Oh, right.
And then they also had that like dumb, no, Skippy, was Skippy Family Ties? I think so.
Yeah.
They also had that dumb guy who was like a motorcycle guy.
Oh, yeah. And then Growing Pains had Boner.
Yes.
Yeah, who lived above the garage, maybe.
Boner, damn. And then like Doogie Howser had Vinny.
Yeah.
It was like someone dumb crawling in your fucking window. So,
Sam from Clarissa. Clarissa explains it all. I love that show,
the
too.
The alligator. She had a pet alligator named Elvis.
Get out of my room, Ferg face. Oh, God. I used to literally have dreams about like girls I had crushes on in high school of me putting up like, hey, Gabrus.
Yeah.
Wow. But then in hindsight, if you're the father of a girl and her guys from her school are putting ladders up on your house and climbing in your window, those motherfuckers need to get their legs broke.
It's fucked up. And like, didn't they hear the ladder like clanking onto her fucking window?
Did they keep the ladder at the house or did he bring it from his own house?
I feel like it must have been laying on the ground outside and he just put it up anytime he wanted to climb up, which anybody else could do and come like rape her or something. It's like horrible.
I had a recently I found a footstool outside of my office window and I like took an Instagram of it and I was like, somebody likes, because I live in WeHo, I was like, some bear chaser really likes watching me jerk off.
It was outside of your window?
Yeah, outside my, and then a friend, maybe you know her, Leanne Bowen, was like, be careful. People do that shit and like use that to climb in your window or like to watch you and see if you're not home. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm making jokes about this.
Why was it there?
No idea.
That is creepy.
I know. I didn't. Well, now Tiffany knows. I didn't tell my wife because I was like, she's going to be too scared.
Yeah, I would totally hate it if I heard that. But you just reminded me of something 90s, actually. Do you remember those footstools that were like puzzles of your name? It was like stool. And then I didn't have one because I never got anything with my name on it. I always loved anything with my name on it when I was little. But my friend had it, and it reminds me of going to her house. She was like the kind of friend, like they never had to clean up. And like... her footstool said her name on it, and then it had like dried cereal, like crusted all over it. She had like spilled a bowl of cereal on
just
it.
Old milk.
Yes. Yeah. And she also had a lollipop stuck in her carpet in her room, and I never forgot it. A blue rat.
Blue, baby. It was. What's your favorite cereal? Or what was your favorite cereal? Ooh.
Okay, Rice Krispie Treat cereal was the best cereal.
That shit was. Rice Krispies were already so, in hindsight, so unhealthy. And then it's like, can we add confectionery sugar to
it's
this?
It's so fucked up. I would just eat it with my hands, like out of the box, straight up. Like, which is just eating like pounds of Rice Krispies.
Our cereal didn't come in boxes.
Did you eat the bags?
We had bag cereal.
That's
we had
sweet.
Like we had like Fruityos with like a fucking fake toucan Sam
oh
on it.
Oh my God.
When we would get the real cereal, like as we got older, I think my mom, when she switched careers to become a nurse from she started making real money, and we were like getting like when we got Cinnamon Toast Crunch in our house, which we had only had at our rich friends' houses beforehand, we fucking CTC it to date is my favorite cereal.
What CTC? You can't make it an acronym. It's not, no one's ever.
Well, we'll just say that to my tattoo. I always say it's the initials of my dead son, just so I don't get embarrassed. I don't know why his last name is with a C.
Yeah, who is he?
We adopted him, and then he died.
Oh my God.
We could do a whole episode on TGIF.
Oh, we absolutely could. Yeah. There's so much.
Because shows came in and out of that, too.
They did. Yeah. And I'd love to revisit that schedule and really see.
Right, because I don't remember exactly. But there was always four shows, right?
Was Perfect Strangers ever on?
I think it was. TGIF? I think someone told me once that Family Matters is technically a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
What?
The mom from Family Matters was an elevator operator on Perfect Strangers.
That's so insane. I've never heard that one.
I might be wrong, and I'm sure we'll find out via social media shortly how wrong I am.
Wow, there were a lot of spinoffs. It is rare now to have a spinoff. Like, I feel like, what was it? Cosby Show had Different World,
right,
which I loved. And actually, I'm working on something.
I like the Cosby Show even more now for some reason.
I used to relate to it more.
I just finally see where he's coming from. Oh, fuck. Can't say Cosby Show without saying Fresh Prince was huge in my house.
Oh, yeah. Fresh Prince was the shit. We watched that. But, and also, it makes me think of all the time all those shows added a kid to, like, spice stuff up after it was, like, everyone was getting a little too old.
Right.
Because they added that little kid whose name I can't think of. Who was he, though? He was Will's nephew. So
right.
Whose kid was he?
Was he Hillary's kid?
I guess.
I don't remember.
Family Matters also did that. They added that little kid, Richie, I think.
Oh, right.
But he was barely around. He was around sometimes. And like Full House obviously added twins, the twin babies.
Right.
Everything. Like, why does that feel like you have to do that? You need kid humor to keep it going?
Yeah. Or it's just like, we got to inject something fresh. Either a developmentally disabled person needs to move in the driveway, or we need to have new children being sprouted out of.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was weird in Full House because everyone knew that Michelle was played by twins.
Right.
To have real twins on the show.
No, there's something weird about it.
There feels like something like the writers must have had so many twins jokes piled up for having actual twin
actresses.
They
tried to do it a couple times, like when the Greek family came to visit.
Right, and they had the brunette Michelle.
It's like, your cousin looks just like you, Michelle.
Yeah, right. There must have been a time when they were old enough where it's like, we can get them both in the episode.
Yeah,
Mrs. Olsen's like, print that fucking money, double rates, get them in there.
I have a fascination with Mary-Kate and Ashley. I'm like kind of obsessed with them. Like,
I follow
a couple of Instagram accounts, like their fashion. Like, I think they're very interesting, but they're like, I wonder when that change happened in them. Like, when did they get like burnt out and all that shit and go like, we're not going to do this anymore? Right.
It had to have, like, honestly, I bet you it happened 3 years before they actually stopped. Because I guarantee they were like, we don't want to do it anymore. And just like the beast that is the Olsen family, managers, agents, lawyers were like, no, you need to keep working. And then they were like, fuck. Now one of them like is married to like a prime minister.
They're
of
both
France.
Married to really old guys.
Oh, that's
both, or one is dating one and one's married to one, but they're both, the guys are both like in their 50s or 60s.
Interesting.
And they're like my age, like 31 or something.
Holy shit.
So it's very weird. And you're like, but they're twins, so maybe they have like the same taste.
I don't know. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I was like in my head, I was like, oh, what kind of weird dad shit did
they have?
Well,
of course I'm going
up.
Like, oh, they loved Bob Saget and they couldn't be with him or something.
Weird dad shit, weird TV dad shit. Imagine having TV dad issues.
No, I'm
She's a TV stripper now because her TV dad didn't take care of her.
That actually did happen for Jesse Spano.
Oh, right. Right, she became a Showgirls is one of my favorite spinoffs.
Oh, by the way, they're opening up that the Max, like, what is it called? Like recreation of the mask
in
LA.
Yeah, we're going.
We're going.
We're
I mean,
go.
I'm so
I'm
going
to bring a tarantula
excited.
To try to get you to break up with
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? Zach sits down with a fucking pinwheel hat on and a tarantula in a case, and the girl is into it. It's like, that was a really funny bit, actually,
that
in hindsight.
That is funny.
To be like, girls hate spiders. And this girl's like, oh, sweet. What a cute tarantula. And Zach's like, no.
Tarantulas also were really 90s, I feel
oh,
like.
Yeah.
Like, Home Alone had a tarantula.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
They were, like, there as, like, a thing to be creepy. Right. Like, why?
Oh, set up, it's like Chekhov's tarantula. You see him in the tank in the first act, and then in the third act, it falls on Marv's face.
And the cross-eyed, like, no!
That face is burnt. Daniel Stern, cross-eyed, looking
oh
at it.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I'm sorry, going back to TGIF, Family Matters. Like, that's one of those shows, too, where what everyone remembers from it is Urkel, but he wasn't a real, like, he wasn't even a member of the family.
And actually, Urkel became Urkel because, I think I told you this before, his mom made him dress up for the audition in a nerd costume, and he got it, and it became, like, the iconic, like, thing that he wears.
Got any cheese?
I mean, and actually, when you see him do Stefan, you're like, he's a good fucking actor.
Yeah, he's like he's acting as Steven, and then he can do Stefan.
Yes.
Do you remember when he drank Bruce juice and learned martial arts?
No.
Towards the end of Family Matters, didn't Urkel become like a scientist, like a mad scientist? Like, didn't he like time travel and clone himself?
Well, because he was being, when he made his own machine that can make him cool.
Yeah.
Made him Stefan.
Stefan Urkel.
I mean, I would have loved to see like every character go through that. I know. It would be so funny. But yeah, he was like an amazing scientist.
Yeah, that's so weird to like, but they weren't they in high school for like 9 years
yeah,
on that show?
Yeah, and so many of those shows had to like delay time to like make it make sense.
Yeah.
They all still lived at home. Yeah, he was, but I mean, like, when you think about him acting, it's like, it's actually crazy. Like, that actually would be a hard, even though he became really rich and famous and what all the good things that for him would come from that. But like, he was being a dork on TV as a teenager, which, like, imagine, like, Screech. Like, I feel like it affects your psyche.
Oh, I think Screech is.
Well, it
I
think affected it's, him. He never played cool.
I think it's been proven that Screech got fucked up from his years on Saved by the Bell.
But do you think that Urkel, like, asked if he could eventually play a cool guy? Because he was like, or like, they just noticed, like, oh, you're getting cute and you're like, a
like, you're like a
guy.
Handsome young dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can get some, the girls. We should let girls know what Steve Urkel actually looks like.
I wonder
or maybe
whose
he
idea.
Requested.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think it was his idea to be like, I want to show the world that I'm not this like fucking hunched over nerd?
Yeah, here's a weird thought experiment. What is probably more detrimental to your social life, playing a young dork or playing a young really cool guy? Because you can never, or a cute kid, like
Brandon Walsh.
Right.
From 90210.
Or even Luke Perry.
Like, they were babes, but they got to be babes for a very long time.
Because they were playing a little older.
Yeah.
Like Zach Morris, Mark Wahlberg, he's still a good-looking guy, but like he can never live up to Zach Morris.
No, it's true, because like when he was like 12, it was like that he's hot at 12.
Right.
He remained hot until he was like 18. And then at that point, he's just like a man.
Yeah.
I don't know, like College Years? Did you watch College Years?
I did, and I barely remember it, though.
I rewatched it recently, the entire thing start to finish. Which was,
I'm very alone.
No, I did with my boyfriend, but it was still very, it was a social experiment for myself or whatever to see how like much I could handle. We were screaming, like, I mean, just out of pain at like how bad it is. Like, there's like that big guy
who's like Lyle Azzado, or yeah, it's not that,
like
it's like
a football player
who has a tattoo of Tweety Bird on his butt, is like a specific I remember from the show.
Wait, on the show?
Yeah. I remember that comes up on the
show. So I was like, ew, why do you know that?
I used to eat ass of professional football players. Jumping back to the original Saved by the Bell, who was like the leather Tori?
Tori.
They brought in. Yeah.
Was Jessie gone? Because she basically was Jessie.
Right.
She was like tough, but like she
not
had that curly hair and was tall.
Yeah.
She looked a lot like Jessie.
Jessie was like a book smart, right? Like her.
Jessie was a nerd. Yeah. She was like an overachiever.
And Kelly was hot, and Lisa was like fabulous.
She was into shopping.
Yeah.
Like, she was really rich.
I heard that Lark Voorhees has gone the craziest of everyone.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, if you Google her, it's not great.
Okay. Let's not do an episode about where are they now, because I don't want to shatter my youth.
I know. It's so upsetting. It is tragic. But then you meet people where they're doing well and they're like awesome and it's amazing. I got to meet Christine Lakin, who was on Step by Step.
Oh.
She played Al, and she's like so funny and so awesome. And she was on my podcast. People can listen to
it. Oh, that's awesome.
But she's like hilarious and great and like talked to. I mean, we should have her on the show.
Yeah, we should have her on. Like we should talk about Step by the Step. Maybe that's a possible episode. We have like a couple of people from those shows.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I would love it. I mean, I'm sure she has all the connections.
Right. We can. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so fucking great.
This is not a TV person, but movies like Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
He is no longer the little cute kid, but he's awesome.
He's so awesome.
He's so nice. He's so down to earth. He just killed it in this season of Silicon Valley.
I haven't watched this season. Yeah, but he kills it on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, he's so good
funny.
On Comedy Bang Bang.
It's so awesome to see.
Actually,
like
that's how I know him, I think, from like Ackerman's parties.
Or, yeah. It's so cool though when like people turn out well. Like it's just amazing.
It's a uphill battle if you get famous or rich young.
Yeah.
It's like you're fucked for
I want to say that both Christine and Haley went to regular school at a certain point.
Oh,
and
that's
I think
a
that
smart
makes
move.
A huge difference.
Yeah, like not having like learning everything you've ever learned in a trailer. From,
yourself.
Right.
Or like with two other kids. Okay, well, we need to take a little break right now, so we'll be back in just a minute. Enjoy these commercials.
We'll reapply deodorant and get back to you shortly.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Not too long ago, I had my brother's bachelor party in Amsterdam.
Oh, hey, that's fun.
What a delight. It was a wild trip. I flew home by myself because everyone was flying back to New York except for me. And I fell asleep on the plane because I'd eaten a bunch of space cakes because I was like, oh, it's a 14-hour flight. I'm going to fall asleep for it. And when I woke back up, the pilot was speaking in Dutch and everyone on the plane was a nervous wreck. And I go, what's going on? And I'd like just woken up and I realized we were 5 minutes into the flight and the pilot was making an announcement that a bird had just hit our engine and we were going to land. We could maybe make it to the States, but we might as well just land and do it. But he didn't get to the English part till second. So I just wake up to everyone panicking and just like a foreign language coming over.
And
I was like,
God, freaking
the fuck out.
That is scary.
It was pretty awesome though.
Well, it sounds like you didn't have a relaxing time at all.
I didn't.
Well, you can actually have a more relaxing time and spend less time planning your next trip, even though I'm kind of guessing someone else did it for you in that situation.
No, I was the best man, so I had to plan
it. You did it all?
Yeah.
Well, next time you have a friend getting married or a relative, spend less time figuring it out with Tripping.com, the world's number one site for vacation rentals.
With Tripping.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
That's so awesome because it is so hard to find a good place to stay when you're trying to rent a house.
And you don't know like which app to use necessarily. This is sort of like, I like this. It's like an aggregator.
Yeah. Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal on that New Year's Eve cabin or winter beach vacation.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation with Tripping.com. So don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, head to Tripping.com/TV. Today.
That's Tripping.com/TV.
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 ModCloth. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
ModCloth. ModCloth. ModCloth is your go-to spot for fashion as unique as you and I.
Yes, ModCloth believes that fashion is for every body size and shape. That's why their exclusive line of apparel is offered in a full-size range, extra, extra small to 4X.
ModCloth carries an amazing array of product from quirky prints to classic silhouettes to contemporary styles.
And right now, nab everything you need for the holidays. ModCloth's got you covered with cozy looks, festive delights, and a gift guide you'll want to check twice. I've already ordered a bunch of stuff myself.
You can even get free sizing and fit and styling help from their team of mod stylists. I've already ordered a bunch of stuff for Lauren that I want to see you in.
It's official. The holidays are here. That's how I know it. Once I start getting those presents from John on my doorstep, ModCloth got you covered with cozy looks, festive delights, and a gift guide you'll want to check twice. And if you're looking for the perfect fit, their signature label comes in a full-size range from extra, extra small to 4X. Just go to modcloth.com and enter promo code TV at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more.
And once more from a man, so you know it's true, go to modcloth.com and enter promo code TV at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 or more.
Make every day extraordinary with ModCloth.
Thank you, ModCloth. Let's jump to Nickelodeon, which was another huge part of growing up, which this is Nickelodeon is probably a several episodes.
I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, because like you got Nicktoons, you got Nickelodeon Tunes,
you got Snick,
you got Game Show, you got all like the Double Dares and the What Would You Do in the Wild Crazy.
What would you do?
What we have is a specific form of Tourette's.
We're not well.
No. That makes me think that a theme song episode could be a whole episode.
That's all I care about. I mean, my friend of mine made a mix in high school that was all TV theme songs, and we just drive around listening to it. We loved it. And this is like a good friend of mine who was like one of my only friends who loved TV as much as I did. But we didn't grow up together. Like, we met each other like later.
So you had like this shared history without knowing it.
Yes. None of my friends, like when I was little, like watched a lot of TV, I don't think.
Yeah, because
like,
they had like things to do,
yeah,
like lives and sports.
And shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Camp.
Yeah, activities that I never wanted to go to. I was right. Summer, that means watching TV with a window open.
Yeah. Ooh, summer, that means 5 extra hours in the day. Where I don't have to go to stupid school where there is no TV. By the way, I just realized, because I said Lapkus there. If we wanted to do like a Bennifer or a portmanteau of our names, we could be Gay Kiss.
What I love is that I didn't see where it was going. I was like, they both had a new U.S.
Yeah, Lap Russ, got it.
Gay Kiss, yeah, it's great.
I just realized that our names sort of sound similar and have the exact same amount of letters.
Yeah.
all right, so what were some of your favorite Nickelodeon shows?
Okay, well, I loved Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Olmec.
Oh, Olmec, ew. I loved...
pedophile. The giant stone pedophile head.
I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark? But I was genuinely scared of it.
There was something in the opening where I think we talked about this previously, but
the clown
in the attic scared me.
The clown was the scariest shit. Clowns just are scary.
Clowns are objectively terrifying.
Because it's creepy. It's like, why do you want to be that? You're
weird.
Why
do you want to perform for children, period?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the makeup, all of it is just like a very bizarre person that wants to do that. It just has
right.
to be.
It should have fallen by the wayside by now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like so like 20s.
Right,
like,
it used to be an art form, but now with like video games and like actual comedy and even shows made for kids and cartoons, clowns should be fucking extinct.
Do people hire clowns still?
My wife would never allow that.
Well, of course not. It would be disgusting because you know you're inviting a pervert. And I mean, and look, to the clown community.
To the clown community that also listens to podcasts.
Fucking stop.
You're creeps.
Party clowns are such a sitcom thing. Like, you have a party, a weird clown shows up, the party's bad.
Or a weird magician. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That's such a great trope.
Yes. Although there was the episode of Full House where they got, like, a famous singer, of course, because they're related to Jesse.
Right.
Where they could get, like, cool people to come. But there was, like, a legit – he was a pop star, but I wasn't aware of him.
Yeah, I didn't know music when I was a kid.
Yeah, I feel like I wasn't, like, who – I wouldn't know who that was.
Yeah.
But, like, he was very, like, hot and cool and, like, came and, like, kissed – Stephanie.
Oh,
or something?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I remember that episode. Are You Afraid of the Dark? You were scared of the clown in the attic. I was terrified of the swing that was swinging by itself.
Yeah.
It just like haunted me. Just reminded me, randomly, we were like at Newbridge Road Ice Skating Rink on Long Island, which is where you would go to like make out with girls in seventh grade. You wouldn't rent ice skates. You would just like hang out and kiss or whatever.
Wow.
Tell your mom you were skating.
I mean, I wish that was my life.
Yeah, I bit Danielle's tongue in my first French kiss.
Oh my God.
I just like closed my mouth. She was like, ow. I was like, well, this is going to go downhill fast.
Well, she was trying to French you.
Yeah,
that's
hey.
Like next level.
Hey, that seventh grade, that was a big deal. I also touched her boobs.
Wow.
I'm leaving her last name out of this.
Yeah, episode. I feel like that's good for her.
Yeah, good for me too.
Yeah.
Oh, she was the DC sniper.
That's why you leave it out. Yeah. Not to respect her.
No, I just don't want her to get caught. I sprained my ankle because I jumped down my stairs. And that was another way we were able to watch a lot of TV. Me and my brother... once my youngest brother was born, my dad built the attic into a bedroom for me and my brother.
You're so lucky.
So we had like a little floor to
ourselves.
That's
so cool. I had a friend who had that and it was like amazing.
We had like an apartment above but the one thing that we had there was a door to the actual attic.
Oh.
And so I slept next to it because my younger brother maybe slept next to it because I didn't want to do something. I was the bigger pussy.
Yeah.
And sometimes like the wind would change and you know when a door just kind of moves. And one night it just happened and we both got so scared that I got up and my brother was much faster than me because he was like an actual built like a person. He like ran down the stairs and then I was like so slow. I thought I was going to get caught. So I just leapt down the stairs. I had to miss 2 days of school and go to school with crutches.
Oh my God.
I just jumped down a flight of stairs because the door moved.
I had the same thing about a door in my house that was like basically my going up the stairs in my house. There was a door that would connect straight to the kitchen. Like it basically was like a shortcut. My house was small, but for some reason there was this door that went from like one side of the wall to the other. And my parents like built more cabinets there, so they eventually sealed up the door. And so it was just a sealed door. And at school, we did this thing, and I don't know if you ever did this. I don't know if this is like a popular thing or if it was just like my town. But we had in kindergarten, the gingerbread man would get lost. And so like it was like this activity that would happen every year for kindergartners. We're like, the gingerbread man, we baked him, and then he ran away. And so like as a class, you would bake him, and then he'd be gone when you opened the oven.
Oh, wow.
And so you have to go on a scavenger hunt around the school, like trying to find where he went. But it terrified me that he was missing and running around. And I was so scared of him.
Where is he?
I thought he was in the door. So anytime there was like someone scary in my life, it was like, they're in the door. So I had to like run past it,
off the stairs,
like skip the stairs as fast as I could and like get up there. So I always thought the gingerbread man was there and I thought a leprechaun was in there.
That's fair.
Also in kindergarten on St. Patrick's Day, a computer turned on by itself and I thought it was a leprechaun. And I was very scared of that.
Do you remember any episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark? The two that come to mind, well, the one that always comes to mind is the video game mall one.
I don't really remember this one.
Oh, did we talk about this?
We did, but I don't go over it again because I don't remember.
It was just like a kid got trapped in a mall at night and then, or I might be conflating two episodes.
Okay.
Too. A kid got trapped in a mall at night and then
He's like in a video game.
Yeah, he's like in a video game. It never changed, but you hear like dook, dook, dook. And he like realizes when he goes up the escalator, it's the next level.
That does feel like Black Mirror or something, like low level Black Mirror. I feel the one I remember the most that my brother, and I talked about this on your podcast, but my brother and I would always quote and could still quote to this day is the I'm Cold episode.
Oh, God.
Which was just like this
the
little
wet
ghost.
Little girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like a ghost outside that was like cold and was outside the house and would just be like, I'm cold.
That's terrifying.
It was. Wait, do you remember this random cartoon, Lil Bits?
No.
We're the Lil Bits. Okay, I feel like I could like go into it.
Oh, now I remember. I hope right now you sing a 7-minute theme song.
I'm trying to remember how it goes. This is about like little like gnome creatures. It wasn't David the Gnome.
No.
It was Lil Bits.
What was David the Gnome song? I would remember that if it started.
David the Gnome. It was a gentle sort of
song.
Right,
yeah. It was like...
Oh, fuck. All right.
Save it for the theme song episode.
But, oh, actually, I'm trying to remember if this was from Lil Bits or David the Gnome. My brother and I always quoted this one thing. This, like, flying squirrel that, like, couldn't get from one tree to another.
Out of context shit like this is my favorite.
And also, like, no one else. If anyone else remembers this, like, I love you. It was this flying squirrel that couldn't get from one side to the other, and it went, it was very sad, and it went, and it made this weird sound. And we always thought it was the funniest thing. And we just like did it over and over again.
That's really
it's, like, it's so stupid.
That's really weird.
But he would know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So my brother listens to it. He'll know.
So if your brother is listening, he knows what you're talking about. In other words, you love
I
your
brother.
Fair enough. Other Nickelodeon shows I like died for were all the like Doug, Rocco's Modern Life, Rugrats,
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. I fucking loved Rugrats so much.
Rugrats was the shit, and Ren and Stimpy was so good, and it was so like disgusting. I loved how gross it was. I had the Ren farting doll. Did you have that?
No.
It was a stuffed animal of Ren. You could squeeze its stomach, and it would fart, and its tail would fly up.
Oh, that's
it
so,
was so
fun!
Awesome.
I remember Magic Nose Goblins underneath the coffee table.
Yes.
And then
all his boogers and
yeah, and then showing old men in their socks with the garters. I never knew that men wore sock garters, but apparently in Ren and Stimpy's world they did.
Yeah, and they would make like human beings like really grotesque.
I would like love when the animation would switch to those still frames that were just
super close up
of just like a nasty, grimy booger with like two hairs sticking out of it. That was so fucking cool.
It was cool.
That was ahead of its time. And maybe cartoons is a full episode.
Cartoons is a full episode for sure.
At least.
Snick is a full episode.
Yeah. How old were you like when Beavis and Butthead? Was that a
I loved Beavis and Butthead. I was too young for it, but I watched it.
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead was like the show I heard about from a kid in my class. And I'm going to shout him out now because this was third grade or fourth grade. So Danny Tannenbaum, if you're
very close to Danny Tanner.
Right. Very close. If you're out there, I just want to say thank you for telling me. Because, and then I would go home. I was living at my grandpa's house that summer. And so,
why?
Because we were in between houses.
Okay.
My parents did the cool thing where you sell your house while you're looking for another one. And so we had to move in with my grandfather. He wasn't a fan of going from living alone to adding five people and a dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
But that summer was like camp for us. We were living in my grandfather's basement. We had like all these new friends or whatever because of the neighborhood
kids.
Yeah. But, I remember just putting on MTV and then just sitting there and being like, what's next? Not Beavis and Butthead. Okay, come back at 4:30 and see if Beavis and Butthead is on.
Because
you couldn't have like – we didn't have like a TV guide or anything like that. And then when I finally got it, I was like – when he was telling me about Beavis and Butthead, I was crying laughing. And then like he was just like, they try to paint the walls with ice cream. And I'm like, look! Yeah. And then the one the one I watch at this moment is Cornholio.
Yes.
And I need TP for my bunghole.
Yeah.
I lost my shit. I was like, these guys seem to know my sense of humor.
It was so funny. I mean, they would do prank calls and stuff.
Yes.
I loved that. And
is your refrigerator ring?
I loved MTV too. Like just in general, like Real World I watched when I was like too young for it. Like the original Real World.
I remember the original Real World.
So good. And they talked about like real shit. Like now it's all just like
then Pedro had AIDS and I was like fucking 11.
And there was like racism that they were like dealing with. Like issues like that where like now it's just like everyone just gets so fucked up and like fucks each other and it's like a mess.
All right. We could talk Real World for hours, but let's just – I play this game every once in a while because then you can tell when people started and stopped.
Yeah.
What are the three or, you know, a couple of the biggest things you remember that are burned in your head from Real World any season?
When Irene slapped
– Yep. David. When David, he chased the car down, opened it. That's one of mine too.
Was that the same David who sang, come on, be my baby tonight? Different
no,
David.
No, but that's my other one. Holy shit. Now, that's because that was the two guys who actually went to the military school together, David and Nate.
Okay,
and David,
No, different guy. His name wasn't David.
No. I'm sorry. That's New Orleans, black guy with dreads. Come on, be my baby tonight. That's
I don't think he had dreads.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm conflating it with David from Seattle who falls in love with the producer.
The white David.
Yes.
And he's like kind of like Italian.
You break my heart! That's the other memory I have. You're breaking my heart.
He was so hot. Yes, and they fell in love with the. He fell in love with the producer. It's so crazy.
That's such a cool idea.
It's so awesome. If it happened now on like The Bachelor, it'd be like insane.
Yeah, people would be like the person would be fired.
No, but it did happen on Real Housewives of Atlanta that Candy started dating one of the guys, like a story editor, whatever the fuck he was. Like, now so they're funny. Married. But
And the other one, a Real World memory is when Lars in the British one got his tongue bit off in the concert. He is like a rock singer. And he leans down and like kisses a woman in the front row, and she bites his tongue off.
That's so
or he kisses
up.
A guy.
Wait,
and he
bites. So you almost did it, Danielle.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Danielle, R.I.P. No, okay. I don't know. She's dead. Her tongue is.
Facts keep coming out about Danielle. She's dead.
DC sniper. She was executed, lethal injection. I hope Danielle, who this Danielle is, tracks me down and listens to this.
I hope so too. Did you watch Road Rules?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think my first true man crush growing up was Mark. From season one of Road Rules.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Mark. And then he became not a VJ, but like he was like on one of those shows.
He became like the challenge guy for a while. And then he like started hosting shit.
Yes.
He was like my first man crush. He was hot. He
His
wore a bandana
was, like,
in a cool way.
Yeah.
And he was buff and he was like strong.
Yes.
And he was like on TV, but could bench 300 pounds.
I need to go look him up.
Yeah. Me too. I gotta go.
Get some tinsel on your dick.
Well, all right, that's one episode, Childhood Crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could talk about Kelly Kapowski for hours.
Me too. But what did they do on Road Rules? They just like drove from city to city. Did they have to do challenges?
I think they had to do like minor challenges. Like you got to go work at this Chicago pizzeria, you know, or something like that. I felt like...
Wow. That's so weird.
I felt like they were like, what's Real World, but we can like go everywhere.
Yeah. You know what? MTV is actually making a huge, they're missing out on something huge. If they just played all of that old shit, I would so watch all
right,
of that.
We should host a Real World rerun after show.
Yeah, we just like discuss
and we interview
the shit
like
from 30 years ago.
We interview Puck, who's like 58 now.
Yes. He was like crazy back
Yeah,
then.
He would like snot rock.
He was like the Andy Dick of like his time.
Right. He was like tatted. He was like a gutter punk. He was like a crust punk and like
he was kind of hot too.
There was he was like that was the thing about every season was like, you saw gay people, straight people, black people, white people. The only people you didn't see were fat.
Yeah.
There was never a fat person.
That's
until,
true. That's, that is crazy.
Because they were always at least good looking.
Yeah.
No
but
matter
not
what.
That, not that you can't be good looking and overweight.
Trust me. You can, baby.
But it is like The Bachelorette now. Like all these shows where like you have to have a six pack. You have to look a very specific way. I think it's really fucked up.
It's so weird. Because, I mean, I guess I was going to say because not all girls are into that. But if you're going on The Bachelorette, you are a certain type of girl. I
know.
Guess.
But yeah. It is like as a viewer, like I don't need that to be part of the thing. Like, right. I want them to have fucking personalities. And most of the time they don't.
Yeah. And it's like how many Asian guys have ever been on that show?
I know. Yeah. It's oh, yeah. Well, we just got a Black Bachelorette. Like, slow down. We'll get Asian next year. I mean,
they're missing a huge market in China. Jida.
You've just been waiting to do your Trump impression.
I know. I've been dying. I'm trying to be known as the comedian who does the best Trump impression, but apparently there's some other people out there.
Oh, God, I just saw this old clip of Trump that I'm sure everyone has seen, but it was on, like, Oprah, where he's talking about how he would run for president. He's like, I'm not ruling it out. But it was, like, from, like, the early 90s.
Oh, shit.
Oprah is also a whole other episode. Oprah is, like, my dream person to meet. If I met her, I think I would sob.
Well, she's a Chicago girl, too,
There's
right?
There's so much about her that I love.
Hit me with it.
But, well, one of my favorite things is that I have, not one of Oprah's favorite things, maybe that's not a reference that you get, but...
You're getting a podcast.
Okay, there you go. I have, like, a DVD set from, like, the 20th anniversary of Oprah. And it breaks down, each disc is like a different, like great thing, like before and afters, like great celebrity interviews on each disc. But then there's like, like really sad stories. Like, so each one is like, and it's just, it's amazing. You just put it on, you like can cry, you can laugh. Like I could just quote so many like Oprah moments. I just fucking love it.
It wasn't like a big thing, but when my grandma would babysit, we would never miss Oprah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I would like saw a lot of episodes. Daytime TV might be a good idea for a whole episode.
Yes,
too.
Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake.
I had a friend
Maury
who was
Povich.
On Jenny Jones.
Really?
Yeah, and I became friends with them after the fact. And him and his college buddies set up a fucking fake. They lied and got to go to Chicago for free and stay at the Four Seasons.
They lied about what like their problem was.
Yeah, they were like it was. Two guys and a girl who lived together in New Paltz, a friend of mine, I'll shout out Ray Quadrado. They lied and went on Jenny. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have shouted him out, but I'm sure there's statute of limitations of lying. And they were like,
all those shows are done.
My roommate fucked my girlfriend, and then she's in love with him.
Well,
now.
I think they were all fake.
Yeah.
I had a friend who worked on one of those shows. I want to say it was Ricky Lake, but that feels like the wrong timeline. But she would have to call people and like basically be like, would you? We get a free trip to Chicago if you say this or that is your problem. And like they would just do it because they want a free trip, which like anyone.
Right. You're like, oh yeah, I'll pretend I'm a goth. Whatever. Yeah. Put me in a fucking.
Which is actually so weird when you think about like all these like regular people acting on these shows just to fly to Chicago and get to like walk around fucking Michigan Avenue for like 2 days.
All right. So I'm going to tell you one of my most distinct Oprah memories.
Oh, great.
And I don't know like if it's real. But this is what I remember.
I remember.
Guinness Book of World Records episode. So it was a lot of people who had Guinness World Records.
Uh-huh.
The lady who could pop her eyes out the furthest.
She was so famous back then.
Yeah, I know. It was like, she could pop her eyes out by 4 centimeters. Like,
it was not good.
No, it was terrifying.
She probably had some like disease.
Yeah, I know. She had loose retina. And then there was also someone who brought on like the world's hottest peppers. And then there was another guy who was like an Indian dude or a Middle Eastern dude. But I remember him as being Indian. And he was like... had like 50 different Guinness World Records. Like he was like that type of dude who would seek one out and then try to beat it. So he had like a pogo stick one, a like jumping rope under a waterfall one. Like he had all these weird
ones. They're all dumb.
Yeah. And so Oprah was like, how do you do that? He's like, it's all mind over matter. It's all about the mind. And so he grabs the world's hottest pepper and just pops the whole thing in his mouth. And everyone's like, oh my God, what are you doing? He's like, it's mind over matter. Oh my, yeah, it's mind. It's just mind over matter. And then all of a sudden, his eyes start tearing. And he's like, oh, and he's like, oh, shit, I think I got some. And then he's like, mouth is what? And he's like really fucked up from it. And they like take care of him, whatever, go to commercial. They're coming back and it's like the end of the episode where they're all like waving or something like that, I remember. And there's a big glass coffee table there. And he comes in, and I'm sorry, Chekhov's coffee table.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in afterwards like to prove that he's doing better. And he hops from off frame on
a pogo stick.
And
what a
misses a step and goes through the glass coffee table. And they're like, oh my God. And now
and
I
they
swear
aired the whole thing.
Yeah, I swear to God, I don't know if this happened or not. But I think it did.
We have to look this up.
I'm going to find out that it was like an episode of a sitcom where they fake it or something like that. But so we got to try to look that up.
That's so funny, though. What the fuck? I love Oprah.
But yeah, we should probably tell the listeners that you and I do not have laptops in front of us.
No.
We are not Googling anything. We may eventually be able to come back and explain that it's real or whatever.
Yeah,
but for now, we're just
off
ranting.
The top of the dome. And that's all we want to do.
Again,
for as
no
long
prep.
As possible. Oh my God. Yeah, I was like so, because my brother was 3 years older, I was like very into like his sort of years.
Yeah,
of stuff.
Course, yeah.
Trying to like be cool and be like him.
That probably puts your brother at my age, which would make it why we both know so much of the same television.
Yes, so I was just trying to like watch the same things and like and listen to the same music. But like that's why I got into like Black Hole Sun and like Pearl Jam and all that stuff. There was so much good shit back then that I wouldn't have known. Like my friends who were the oldest, who were my age, like didn't have that frame of reference.
Were you into boy bands? Those came like later though,
yeah,
right?
When I was in like middle school, I think we got like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all that stuff. And I liked the music. Like it was like fun.
Yeah.
But I wasn't ever like obsessed. I had some friends who would like have their posters and stuff. And
I think it was something I was like kind of into or fake into to talk to girls about.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like
I used to watch 90210. Me and my friend Mike used to watch 90210 just to be able to be like, when the girls were talking about it, I'd be like, I know, that was crazy that Dylan broke
his
ribs.
Honestly, that's hot though.
Right?
Like if I were like, that would be like attractive to me.
Yeah, that's
and
like
he watches 90210. So great.
Oh, I used to say I had a crush, and I kind of did. I liked Andrea the most.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I wasn't that attracted
also,
to...
Also, you gave her, like, a Spanish. It's Andrea.
Is it Andrea? I called her Andrea, maybe. Like, that's why I made her so exotic in my mind. Gabrielle Carteris. Oh, that's why
she's, like, has some Hispanic, right? What's Carteris?
Yeah, Gabrielle Carteris, yeah.
Yeah.
I did because I wasn't into Jenny Garth or I mean I was
Andrea
into
Andrea was such a nerd though. She was the worst.
She was
always like getting everyone in trouble.
She was like wet blanket.
Yeah,
she wasn't just like cute. I'm the weird nerd.
No,
she was like
she'd
annoying.
Be like, you guys, the paper comes out tomorrow and we have a ton of work to do. And I was like, shut up.
And it's like I think Dylan's been drinking.
Yeah, she's always like ruining everyone's good time.
I imagine myself to be Brian Austin Green.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, do you remember when they added Tiffany Amber Thiessen? 90210.
Yes.
I mean, that was huge. For her, also, like, she was on, like, the hit shows of her time. Like, that's
she was
amazing.
On, like, two of the big, yeah.
Yeah.
She was, like, always the hottest, right? Like,
yeah.
That's, like, that puts her at, like, there's not many women who played for 15 years as the hot one.
No.
Like, that's a hard role to keep
and
up.
And she's still gorgeous.
Yeah, she's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Kapowski was one of my biggest crush.
Yeah.
Kapowski and then Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out.
Oh my God, I loved Singled Out.
Oh God, what if we can get Hardwick on the podcast?
Oh my God,
talk
yes,
about Singled
that would
Out.
Be so good.
Yeah, he'd be like, I don't remember that. I'm a nerd. Video games.
I loved that show. And it was because I was like younger too that it was like watching people try to date.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect level of that.
Right, right, right.
Like it was not, you didn't actually see them doing anything. It was like answering questions. And
for me, it was like Jenny McCarthy was had big boobs, blonde hair, and like would like do like,
like
pick
her
nut. Yeah. And
yeah.
I'd be like, oh man, girls could be nasty too. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. She was so cool.
She was so cool. Now, not as cool.
Yeah, what is her deal?
She's
now?
Like an anti-vaxxer and shit.
Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Right. She fucked her up for life. Speaking of dating shows, do you remember the show Blind Date?
Yes.
Holy
oh my God. Wait,
shit.
Oh, wait.
That was like pop-up video met softcore porn.
Blind Date, they would just like mock the people too. Like,
yeah.
It was like, fuck.
Yeah.
When someone was like a dork. Yeah. They just make fun of them. Blind Date was sick.
It was, but how often were they end up in hot tubs with guys with like the chin rings and like, I just remember so many times girls like taking their top off and then like, and then like a lifeguard animation with like eyes coming out and shit.
Was that on, was UPN? Like
that
a,
was UPN.
Was that national or, yeah, I guess it must have been.
UPN was so, like that was like the low
UPN
rent.
UPN had like Martin, I think.
Oh, I loved Martin growing up.
And they
up.
Had.
Shanae was huge
yes,
in my childhood.
Yes, I loved that. It was so fucking funny. They also had, what's it called? Living Single, I want to say.
Oh, yes,
unless it
was
unless it was on WGN.
I don't remember particularly, but it might have been UPN. I remember from an SNL desk piece one time, a joke about UPN that just burned into my head because it was so funny. It was like, there was an accident off the highway, whatever. The ABC, NBC, and CBS choppers were all there. The UPN rowboat also appeared. Like, I just remember that joke being like, oh, UPN.
I get it. UPN sucks.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I don't watch a lot of shows on that network. Let's talk Simpsons.
Yeah. I loved The Simpsons because my brother loved it. So
right.
I think that was like why I got into it. I've seen like everything up to the point of like college.
Right,
and then
right.
I kind of stopped watching the new episodes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's.
But I loved
like,
it.
I went to classic Simpsons trivia in Brooklyn once, which is only up to like season 9 or whatever.
Wow.
And it was so intense.
Did you crush?
No.
Wow.
I got crushed.
Wow.
Even the people who I knew there, like guys like New York comedy guys like Dan Hopper and Will Choi, who know so much, they got crushed. They're like legitimate. But the most exciting part about that was they play 3 episodes on like big projectors over the course of the night.
Oh.
And that was they played the Stonecutters episode, you know.
Yeah.
Who keeps Steve Guttenberg? We do. And the whole place is singing along to The Simpsons.
Wow.
It was so exciting.
That's really fun. I went to the anniversary show they did at the Hollywood Bowl.
Me too.
Did you go there?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah. Can we talk about how weird it is at the end with Do the Bartman?
That was
so uncomfortable.
Weird.
Did we talk about
that?
I think
we might have now.
Yeah.
We don't remember anything, which is great. We only remember things from 25 years ago or more. We don't remember conversations we had like a month ago. But there was like the woman, I can't remember her name right now, who does Bart.
Julie, not Klausner. That's someone.
No, that's Marge, Julie Kavner.
Oh, yeah, shit. She's like a scientist.
This is the great part about not looking shit up.
The little weird Scientologist.
Whatever. Anyhow, she came out at the end of the fucking show and was singing Do the Bartman. And
it was after a firework finale.
It was unsettling. It was so weird because it's so weird to watch a woman be Bart, too.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It's not, like, your brain just isn't ready for it. Like, I can do it with basically
and
any
like
other
now,
character.
And like now, like a 50-year-old woman maybe, too, like playing a 10-year-old animated boy. Yeah.
Yeah. My tap class from when I was 5 did our recital song, was Do the Bartman.
That's
amazing.
And
it was cool. And we didn't have a video camera, so there's no proof of this, but someone.
We were in 7th grade technology class, which was like shop. A couple of guys in my grade made a 150 question Simpsons trivia, and if you had to get better than an 80 on it, you had to get like, I think it was like 90 questions right, to be in a Simpsons fan club that we fabricated.
Wow.
How insane is that? Like literally handwritten, you know, this is
right
in a notebook, 150. What did Homer say when he bought the nacho hat at the football game?
See, like, I'm not as good with Simpsons like references. Like I remember like iconic episodes, like certain moments.
Right.
But I couldn't just like pick random shit that no one else will remember.
See, like even like I hate to draw gender lines, but I think for boys my age, the way you communicated was through TV and movie lines. Like if you didn't just go swing all, you know what I mean? Like you had to.
Well, that's kind of why I feel like my TV loving was almost like a personal experience because my friends didn't quote that stuff.
Right.
It wasn't like how it worked.
Yeah, like my guy friends didn't watch a quarter of what I did, but they were like, when you watch The Simpsons, like every dude talked about The Simpsons at lunch, like all.
Yeah.
Like Simpsons was one of the few shows I remember like, oh, it's Sunday night. We got to sit down to watch this. We got to eat dinner by 6:30 so we can be down, sitting down at 7:30 for Simpsons.
Yeah.
And do you remember the other shows that came on the Fox Sunday night? Like The Critic?
Oh my God, I love The Critic.
I love The Critic.
Was Tales from the Crypt on after, like, or was that Saturday nights, like late Saturday
nights? Possibly.
That was like Fox, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we're like venturing into comedy nerd territory where we say like The Critic, like where now our listeners are probably like, oh, well, actually you should know that it was created, you know. So
I know. Yeah. It is scary.
The Earwolf Network is not the place to be like, I think I remember this comedy nerd specific. Yeah, they'll be fucking roasting us for sure. Oh, fuck, dude. What should we wrap it up soon?
I think so. I think we're coming to a good point.
Yeah, I think this is a good point. We've set up a few ideas for episodes.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with more. Maybe you guys, if we don't know how this episode is airing yet, but if you're listening,
why don't you tweet at us at RBTVPod and let us know what we got wrong, what you want to hear. Maybe there's a show that you think we don't remember that you're the only one in the world who saw, and tell us about it. We want to look it up, or maybe we watched it too.
Remember WMAC Masters? I think I talked about this on my episode.
What
this is the
it?
Big thing. It was like Mortal Kombat, the TV show.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know. It was like something that I thought I made up for a long time, and then someone tweeted at me. It was like, no, that's real.
Yeah, and I don't know if I remember mentioning, if I mentioned this or not, but one thing that I feel like I am the only person to remember is a Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Did we talk about this?
No, remind me.
It was like
maybe.
It was like a It was like a Saturday morning thing, I think, where this kid had like a robot, and like I don't know, it was like a kid with a robot. I have no
God,
more.
Robots were such a huge thing on TV.
Screech had a robot.
Screech had a robot. Small Wonder was a robot.
Yes, I was her for Halloween in college.
Were you? That's a great dig. I was, 1 year, I was Tom Cruise from Risky Business, a.k.a. I went out in Tidy Whiteys.
Yeah.
I haven't changed.
Okay, thanks so much for listening. Next week, you got to tune in because we're going to be talking about game show.
What? Wild and crazy kids.
What would you do? What would you do? See you then.
Raised by TV is supported by the hit Showtime comedy series, Shameless.
The Gallaghers are back, living that Southside life on their terms with no exceptions.
And the only place to watch new episodes is on Showtime.
William H. Macy and Emmy Rossum star in an all-new season of Shameless.
Stream new episodes every Sunday,
only on Showtime.
Kick down the door, make your mark at Earwolf, Joe.
Hey, we got a new podcast coming to Earwolf. It's called Dr. Game Show. It's a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners regardless of quality or content. We play them with in-studio comedian guests and people that call from all over America.
Mom, I'm on Dr. Game Show. Don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Mom will know what that sentence means.
Bing bong.
Oh, my God. You are a lazy egg yolk.
Okay, weird.
I found a human finger in the woods.
Oh, my God.
The little anxiety in the room right now. I could feel it.
What's going on? It's Meow O'Clock. It's your boy, Professor Meow Makes in the Hat.
That's going to be a hit single.
I'm hosting it. My name is Joe Firestone, and this is Manolo Moreno.
That makes sense.
When they go Manolo, we go Mano High.
Check it out for family fun. Coming to Earwolf October
25th.
Great. It really went off the rails, but in a way that I think can work. Like and subscribe.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raisa Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and qué es lo que?
Lo que no está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.